Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later in life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now, I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Today, I'm taking on a topic that may ruffle some feathers, but it's something that's been bothering me for a while, and since this is my podcast, I'm going to talk about it. Here's a little backstory. Not long ago, I went into a fitness group for active women and put up a post asking for suggestions for future seasoned athlete episode topics. The thread? It was amazing. The women in the group really showed up and gave me a ton of ideas for upcoming episodes. There were also questions about what seasoned athlete was all about and why I'm asking specifically for topic ideas from the women over 40 in the group. So I answered. I talked about how I interview athletes over 40, and I've talked to people ranging in age from 40 to 96 years old so far. I also said that I do solo episodes where I give coaching tips on topics relevant to aging athletes. And that prompted some responses. One person said, I prefer not to see myself as aging. Another said, I'm not keen on the word aging. Are you seeing a pattern here? And I'll admit, this attitude of aging avoidance bothered me. But it's super common with women. I see it all the time. And we're taught and shown for pretty much the course of our entire lives that aging is something that should be avoided and youth is something to be coveted. We see it in the media, on TV, and in the movies where men in romantic lead roles are paired with women half their age, or women play mothers of actors just a handful of years younger than them. We see it in the idea that it's a taboo thing to ask a woman her age. There's an entire industry built on anti-aging products. Wrinkles, fine lines, and gray hair are things to be smoothed out, filled, Botoxed, and colored out of existence. So as we inch toward our 40s and 50s, there's a culture of denial around aging that is deeply ingrained, and understandably so. But that doesn't change the fact that aging is inevitable, because we've been doing it since birth. And it doesn't take into account this simple fact. Yes, you can live an active, athletic, thriving, and dynamic life, and you can be aging. It's not either or, it's both and. So today, I want to help you remove the fear and anxiety and prevent you from recoiling anytime someone mentions the word aging or even midlife in your presence. I want to help you own these words because there's a sense of freedom that comes when you stop fearing this phase of your life and you start owning and embracing it. So let's talk about it because talking about it normalizes it. And normalizing, like that's a word that bothers me sometimes, but in this sense, like we're not talking about it. We're in denial. It needs to be normalized. So as much as that word is cringy for me, maybe that's another episode, but yes, it's time to normalize it. So I want to start with the concept of midlife because that's another one that makes women freak out, right? Don't say I'm in midlife. Listen, nobody can predict how long they're going to live. Literally anything can happen in life. But there's a reason why midlife is typically pinpointed to the age range of 45 to 55, particularly for women. Because we all know what happens around this phase of life. Perimenopause. Another thing women love to avoid talking about. And really, like, everybody loves to avoid talking about this one. Menopause has traditionally been a taboo subject and associated with the idea of being old and past your prime. It comes with a range of symptoms that are to this day not well understood by many people, and the experience of going through perimenopause is different for everyone. So there isn't one tried and true solution for symptoms like hot flashes, brain fog, weight gain, and the like. But again, I want to say, just because you're in midlife, and just because you may be experiencing symptoms of perimenopause, or that you're in the postmenopause phase of your life, it doesn't mean you can't live an active, athletic, thriving, and dynamic life.
The good news is that there are finally experts researching and sharing how you can work with the hormonal changes going on in your body through exercise interventions, nutritional interventions, and in some cases, other interventions like adaptogens and hormone replacement therapy. So instead of feeling frustrated because you're constantly in a battle with your body because you just don't know what's going on, you get to feel freedom because you know what's happening and how you can work with it. Knowledge is power, my friends. For more on this topic, I recommend listening to episode 112 with Dr. Stacey Sims, episode 107 with Amanda Thebe, or episode 82 with Celine Yeager. They all talk in depth about this topic. All this to say, just because you're in midlife doesn't mean you need to be in crisis. This is simply a phase of life that as women, we all experience at some point. It doesn't invalidate you as a woman. You are not washed up and you don't have to feel invisible. Learn about what's going on with your body. Seek answers from reputable sources. Talk to other women. And don't let it stop you from pursuing your goals, your dreams, and your ambitions, okay? Now, I want to get back to the general topic of aging because I want to change the narrative around it. Again, aging is something we all do, and it is truly a fortunate thing to get to do it for many, many years. There's some perspective right there. But here are some realities that the anti-aging narrative doesn't want to talk about. Yes, we lose muscle as we age. This is a fact. For women, this starts in our mid-30s and multiplies as estrogen declines during the menopausal years. It can take longer to recover from workouts and from injuries as we age. We typically don't bounce back as quickly as we did when we were younger. When we avoid or recoil at the mere mention of aging, we allow these realities to take control in our lives. We buy into the narrative that aging means slowing down, pulling back, or going easy. But here are some other realities about aging. If you implement strength training that incorporates heavy weightlifting and increase your protein intake, you can prevent age-related muscle loss and even gain muscle as you get older. If you prioritize sleep and include regular recovery practices into your workout routine, you can prevent injuries and bounce back quicker. Oh, and as you age, you have the wisdom gained from your years of life experience. That can help you make smart training decisions. It can allow you to feel more connected with your body and help you know when you can push harder and when to add additional rest and recovery. Here's something I find really interesting about the athletes I have interviewed on the Seasoned Athlete podcast. I ask every single person I interview to tell me their age. And I can't recall a single time when any one of them didn't proclaim their age proudly. None of them recoiled at the concept of aging or midlife. I've interviewed athletes of varying backgrounds, from lifelong athletes to later in life athletes. I've interviewed people ranging in age from 40 to 96 years old, with athletes representing every single decade in between. Every single one of them is proud of their age, and none of them shy away from the concept of aging. Why do you think that is? I'll tell you what I think. I think it's because they have all discovered that age does not prevent you from playing a sport or taking on a new challenge or going after big, bold fitness and athletic goals or really anything. That it doesn't matter how old you are, it's never too late to try something new. That confidence and mental and emotional empowerment, particularly the kind that comes from taking on a new challenge or sport, is ageless. The athletes I've interviewed for Seasoned Athlete do not fear aging. They don't think that when you hit a certain age, it's your responsibility to shrivel up and live a small life. They don't think that you lose your vitality once you hit your 40s and 50s. Goodness, no, quite the opposite, really. So can we stop buying into that nonsense already? I want to share a few examples that demonstrate that aging can be awesome. I'll start with Pat Gallant-Charette, an open water swimmer I interviewed in episode 3. She identified as a spectator mom until she was in her mid-40s when she went on her first 2-mile open water swim. Now in her 60s, she's in the Open Water Swimming Hall of Fame, aging like a boss. How about Flo Filion Myler, a senior games pole vaulter at age 87? She got into track and field in her 60s, and now she is pole vaulting in her late 80s. You can hear her story in episode 111, Aging Like a Champ. And of course, who can forget Betty Lindberg, the 96-year-old race walker? She ran her first road race in her mid-60s. And if you want to see what's truly possible when you embrace aging, check out her episode 96, naturally. I have nearly 100 of these stories for you to reference anytime you start feeling cringy whenever someone mentions aging in your presence. I understand today's episode has been somewhat stream of consciousness. It's kind of been all over the place, but isn't that the nature of a rant? Ultimately, if I want you to take away one thing, it is this. Life is a journey, and it only ends when it ends. Until then, your possibility and your potential are here for you to explore. There is no upper age limit to any of that. You can start a new sport, try a new hobby, change your career, start a business. Don't let society or any preconceived notions around aging tell you otherwise. There are benefits to being young, and there are also benefits to being older. There is no such thing as being in your prime, and as such, you cannot be past it. You simply cannot. So own your age wherever you're at. Show yourself, your family, your friends, the doubters and the haters, what is possible. And remember, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Age is not just a number, it is an asset. So own it.
Seasoned athletes, if you've fallen out of your fitness routine and the idea of jumping back in feels as daunting as putting together a work presentation the night before you have to present it, I have a fun freebie for you. Introducing the Off the Couch Starter Pack. Inside this free download, you'll find 6 days of strategically programmed workouts and recovery sessions for any fitness level, all designed to get you up, get you moving, and get you excited about working out again. I paired every workout and recovery session with its own hand-curated Spotify playlist to ensure that you're moving with joy every step of the way. Because that, my friend, is how you get fired up to get back into fitness again. So, if you're looking for a way to open that door that's been closed for far too long, and to do it in a way that's simple, effective, and fun, download my free Off the Couch Starter Pack now through the link in the show notes or at robinleggett.com/buycouch.